The recent Indo-Pak crisis has been temporarily diffused by a still fragile ceasefire. Yet, this crisis has major policy implications not only for the subcontinent, but for the world's two major global superpowers, the US and China, which are locked in increasingly intensive great power competition. The impact of the unfolding great power competition has become particularly acute within South Asia. Much has been said about Pakistan's historical alliances with the US and its growing strategic embrace with China, and America's simultaneous bet to help prop up India to counter China. However, these strategic policy postures cannot remain static, but must instead be subjected to constant revision. The post-Pahalgam conflict was a defining moment which should provide strategic thinkers and policymakers ample reasons to reassess their postures, especially if they want to prevent another steep and slippery escalatory crisis between the neighboring nuclearized rivals. Pakistan did not take long to side with the U.S. during the Cold War, joining regional alliances such as CETO and CENTO way back in the 1950s. As India decided to remain non-aligned, the U.S. had to walk a regional tightrope to prevent the Indians from joining the Soviet camp. While Pakistan was disappointed that the U.S. did not come rushing to Pakistan's aid during its 1965 and 1971 wars with India, a lot of U.S. aid poured into Pakistan to entice President Zia and Musharraf to subsequently cooperate with the U.S. in neighboring Afghanistan. Following the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, and before the post-9/11 U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan, Washington also became convinced of the need to simultaneously bolster its relations with New Delhi. Bill Clinton onwards, all U.S. administrations have been wooing the largest democracy in the world, considering it a natural ally to counterbalance the steady rise of communist China. China, on the other hand, had extended the hand of friendship to Pakistan, viewing it as the ideal strategic ally to exert pressure on India soon after the Sino-Indian War in 1962. China's relationship with Pakistan remained modest during the Cold War years, but when the U.S. started bolstering its relationship with India, China also became convinced of the need to integrate Pakistan into its ambitious BRI vision. Alongside its economic relationship with Pakistan, the Chinese military also began forging closer ties with Pakistan, quickly supplanting Pakistan's reliance on American military hardware. However, the burning question now is how China and the U.S. will reposition their stances towards India and Pakistan following the post-Pahalgam confrontation? The U.S., alongside other regional mediators, did manage to secure de-escalation this time around.